Okay, Mishnah Beis. Ein shol in es hagashamim el asamach v'gashamim. We ask for rain only when it is close to the time of rain. What does it mean that we ask for rain? There are really two explanations in this Mishnah. The one that we're going to discuss is shol in es hagashamim is a reference to reciting the same talumater. So when do we start saying the same talumater? So we start asking for rain, meaning to say we start saying the same talumater only at a time that it is close, only when it is close to when we actually want that rain. So the simple understanding seems to be that in the previous Mishnah we had a machlokas between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer when to begin saying Mashiburuach Amar Degeshem. In this Mishnah it seems to be that there is no debate. Everybody seems to understand that that when it comes to V'sein Talmater, that we recite V'sein Talmater only at the time that we actually want rain. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ha'over lefnei ha'teva b'yom tova achron tochag, the person who passes before literally the box, meaning to say the person who davens for the Amid, the Shliach Tzibor, who davens for the Amid on the last day of Sukkot, meaning to say the Shliach Tzibor davens on Shmini Atzeres, ha'achron, the latter person to daven for the Amid, meaning to say there are two people who daven for the Amid that morning, right? There's the Baal Shachris and there's the Baal Musaf. So the latter one, meaning the Baal Musaf, Mazgir, he is the one who starts mentioning Mashi Baruch Amarad Hageshem. Ha'achron, Harishon, Eino Mazgir. The first person to daven that day, meaning to say the Baal Shachris, Eino Mazgir, he does not mention Mashi Baruch Amarad Hageshem. Now, Harishon shall, the Yom Tov Harishon shall Pesach, on the very first day of Pesach, Harishon Maskir, the first person to daven for the Amid that day, meaning to say the Baal Shachris, he continues to mention Mashiv Ruach Amar Hashem, Acharon, and the latter person to daven that day, meaning to say the Baal Shach, the Baal Musaf, Eino Maskir. He does not mention Mashiv Ruach Amar Hashem, rather, at that point, we begin transferring over to say Mashiv Ruach Amar Hatal. Until when do we ask for Geshamim? Until when in the season do we say B'sein Tal Umatar in the Bracha of Baruch Aleinu? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Achiyavra Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that you wait, that you say B'sein Tal Umatar until Pesach is over. Meaning to say that all throughout Kol Amid, when you're saying a full Shemona Esrei, you are still going to be saying B'sein Tal Umatar. Rabbi Meir says, Achiyetse Nisan, until Nisan exits. Meaning to say, until the very end of Nisan, you're going to be saying V'sein Tal Umatar the entire month of Nisan. Where does he get this from? That you should be saying V'sein Tal Umatar the entire month of Nisan. Shenemar, as the Pasuk in Yoel says, Vayored Lachem Geshem, and he brought down for you rain. What kind of rain? Mora Umalkosh, that's the early rain, the rain that comes early on in the season, and Malkosh is that's the later rain, the rain that comes later on in the season, Barishon. And he brought down for you rain, both kinds, both Mora and Malkosh, in the first, meaning in the first month, meaning in the entire month of Nisan. So you see that rain in the entire month of Nisan is a good thing. Okay.